This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Australian Cider Day is coming up Saturday, March the 9th, and it's a day where all these incredible cider makers across the country celebrate their creations from fruit grown here. And cider producers mark the day by organising all these different events, tastings and other activities. And one such event is the Napoleon Cider Festival. Tim Wilson is the general manager. Tim, welcome to Joy Drive.
Thanks for having me on, Warren.
Tim, now before we talk about the festival, what classifies something as a cider?
Well, cider can be, it's often made from apples or pears. So it's really, it's a fruit fermented product, but not wine.
Not wine.
So most of what we make would be apple. Most of what you see out there would be apple-based cider.
So how does it differ from apple cider vinegar, which is something that I have every day?
Yeah, good question. So it's got alcohol in it, usually. So what happens with an apple cider is you've got apple juice. So you start with fresh apples, you press it, you get the juice, you have to add yeast and ferment it like you would a wine or a beer. Mm-hmm. And then you end up with an alcoholic beverage, usually around the same concentration as a full-strength beer, you know, 4.6%, something like that.
Now, Tim, question for you. Can ciders, we find out they're alcoholic, they're made from fruit. Can they be sort of similar, I suppose, to a kombucha where, you know, all the sugars have been consumed by the yeast in the process and thereby the product is almost sugar-free? Am I drawing a long bow there, or can you do that with ciders?
No, you can do that. You can ferment. If you let the yeast do what it's going to do, It's going to ferment all that sugar. The classic Australian style of cider, I would say, has a little bit of residual sugar, a little bit of residual sweetness to it. So there'll be an amount of sugar that we don't let convert to alcohol, or otherwise we'll add some fruit juice, some of that apple juice back in to give some sweetness to sort of balance the acidity and the other flavors there.
But technically it is possible. You could have a sugar-free cider.
Yeah, you can have it. You can have a bone dry cider style. They can be a little bit austere. They're something you reach for when you're really wanting something a bit more classic, maybe a style more common to Britain or France. Australia, we tend to have a little bit more sugar. I think everybody likes a little bit of sugar in the drink. You just don't want that to be the dominating factor.
How does Australia rate in terms of the quality of our ciders that we produce? You mentioned that, you know, there's some in France and in Britain that are produced, but how do ours rate compared to the rest of the world?
Yeah, really well. So very much like wine, Australian cider is up there in terms of quality. There's probably two very important cider producing regions ourselves in Victoria. Tasmania is a important cider producing region as well. There are ciders made in South Australia too. But quality wise, Australian cider makers would be considered very technically good at making cider. Like you're not going to get a bad cider.
Okay. Now, tell us about this Cider Fest. This sounds really good. It's at the Orchard Bar. Can I assume that the actual Orchard Bar is in the location where the cider is made?
That is right. I'm standing in the Orchard Bar right now. I'm looking out the window. Yeah, it's got good acoustics in here. It's a converted shipping container.
Oh, wow.
So I'm standing here right now. I'm looking out the window, and 5 meters away from me is the orchard. So we've got Pink Lady apples on the tree there, ripening up. So yeah, the really great thing about this festival is it's in the heart of our orchards and also our vineyard. It's a great opportunity. Part of the reason we put a lot of effort into it every year is because it's such a good chance to show people not only that we have great craft product, but where it comes from. So when you're here, you're drinking our ciders, and we can say, all right, well, part of the apples came from just there. You could actually throw a stone and hit it. Don't throw stones at our vineyard or orchard, please.
But probably not after a few ciders, you won't hit it.
Yeah, exactly. It makes sense to people, that hyper-local idea. You can see the winery building from where I'm standing to, where we're pressing this into juice and then fermenting it into finished cider.
Oh, wow. So we've all got this picture in our mind now of this amazing bar, the Orchard Bar. When is the cider festival on and what can we expect there?
Yeah, so it's on Saturday, the 9th of March. So that's this upcoming Labor Day weekend. Mm-hmm. As you mentioned early on, it's to mark Australian Cider Day. What we can expect? Well, so let's see. This year will be our fourth year of doing the Cider Festival. Last year, we had about 1,200 festival goers come to the site, which was fantastic. And we got feedback from everybody, listened, and thought about how we can make it better and bigger and more fun for the big kids and for the little kids too. So obviously, we're going to have our full range of ciders. We've got two fully stocked bars in operation. We've got a few fun extras like Louis Rosé Cider Froze, which has been created by our resident mixologist, Rob. Everybody loves a bit of frosé.
We've got
some international ciders. Oh, so we take our Louis Rosé cider, which is a apple cider that we then ferment on Shiraz skins. So it's a bit of a cider wine crossover product. We get a nice rosé pink color from that. So we take that and we freeze part of it, and we take another part, we reduce it down and create sort of a syrup, and then put it in a frosé machine and a slushy machine and serve it up.
I hope the weather's hot. That sounds fantastic. Hey, if we go along, what if you just mentioned that, hey, you're opposite all these lovely pink lady apple trees and other apple trees. Can we take some apples with us as well?
Yes. So not off the tree, because you could consider that an unfinished product. But on the day, we back by popular demand, we do have bags of farm fresh apples, so 2 kilo bags, just $5. And also, if we buy a carton of cider, which you can on your way out, we give you a bag for free, just so you get to enjoy not just the beverage but also the product. In terms of other food at the festival, I'll just let you know we got more food trucks than ever before. We got tacos, banh mi, pizza, crepes. For the sweet tooths, we've got Johnny Ripe apple pies. Got to have apple pies too, of course. Locally made ice cream. Lots of family-friendly activities. We've got a big block party set up that kids can jump around in, face painting. Our friends at Go Wild Ballooning are going to have a hot air balloon basket set up you can check out. It's all pedestrianized, the whole area, and then we've got music acts throughout the day as well. We've got a roving drum band, and then we've got Gusto Gusto, who are really great at getting everyone up and dancing. And then, of course, we've got all the offerings from Punt Road Wines too, because I'm looking across at our Punt Road wine cellar door. So if you want to grab a glass of wine, do a tasting, buy food from our picnic pantry, there's a lot on offer for the day.
It sounds good, Tim. Where can we get more info if we want more info?
So on Humanitix, that's the site selling the tickets, Humanitix, and you just look up Napoleon Cider Festival. We've got a early bird discount still on at the moment, so 30% off your ticket right now. It's just $10, which is pretty good for a festival. It's hard to get into a festival for $10 nowadays.
Fantastic. You know what? I can't wait to eat the apples. I'm excited. I love a fresh apple. Yeah. The supermarket ones taste crap.
Fresh apple. Yeah, the fresh crunchy ones are amazing.
Sounds good. Tim, great to chat with you. Thanks for joining us on Drive.
Thank you, Warren.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.